International film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the media's boom. We looked around, found a real show in some pool. Heard the snark in the place where thought the spark. And I knew politics.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
Hello.
Okay. Oh, shit. You couldn't see that finger. There we go. I'll do it, too.
We know who the loser really is, Joe. It's you and your bonus hole.
Oh, wait. You want to touch his bonus hole?
Can I touch your bonus hole?
Oh.
He wants Stay to away from mine. I'll smack you.
He wants to touch yours.
Secret Service or not?
It's not my fault.
Everything's your fault, bitch. Anyway, hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for March 6th.
2024.
Of course, we're live on Wednesday because...
Hump Day Year!
Which means...
It's showtime.
I love it when it all runs smooth.
Sometimes. Mark left his comment when I before I could do it because...
You know, well, we're 20 seconds ahead of them anyway.
I know, so there. Good evening, so, Kathy. Carol's going to say good evening to us, too. Hi, boys.
So I got headlines for you tonight.
Well, what do you got? What do you got?
A bunch of shit I don't really want to talk about. People go, why didn't Zippy mention that?
Oh, I thought it would be something good.
Yeah, well, Trump had a near sweep last night in the Super Tuesday primaries, and it was only derailed by socialist voting Democrats in Vermont who crossed over for Haley to give her a teeny win. Yawn.
Oh, is that where she won, was Vermont?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Trumpy's victory speech was a good one. There were some laughs. It was mostly forward-thinking. I was impressed. CNN and Fox News Channel carried it live in its 25-minute entirety. PMSNBC pulled out early, which is something I wish most of their dads had done, too.
Rachel Maddow, he's just gonna lie. We had to leave.
No, you don't want your left-wing audience going, oh, he doesn't sound so bad. He doesn't sound like the ogre they make him out to be 24/7. Yeah. So, and then that's one headline. And the other one is the State of Disunion is tomorrow night. That's where Creepy Joe gets up there and castigates over half the country. So when he's bitching about everything, remember it's you he's talking to.
They better have a whole stockpile of drugs pumped into him to get him through that. I'm telling you.
Well, you know, I made my printing a little bit bigger because of my eye problem.
Yeah. Did they get the 75-inch TV in yet?
Joe's letters are this high.
You do know that they're upgrading him to like an 8.9.
Well, you're seeing me squint.
Inch teleprompter.
Joe squints. He's like, he's like Corinne Jean Pierre without the fluttering.
Oh,
okay. He just squints all the time. That's why that what's his name? The guy on Gutfeld that impersonates him. I know his name. I just can't think of it.
Shalhoub.
Yeah, Tom Shalhoub.
Or Shalhoub. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. When he puts on the Biden makeup and everything, but the key is when he goes, nah, nah, nah. Because that's pretty much how Biden starts every sentence. Mm. Anyway, so last week we had a discussion with our friend Rick. Him up
okay.
There.
Yeah, right. Up there. I can get that right.
By the way, YouTube, go to Earth 56. That's where Rick does all his animal stuff. Yeah. And we're not talking like Al-Qaeda with helping a goat over the fence. We're talking about like, Rick, tell him what kind of animal stuff.
A lot of animal stuff. I'm just started doing product reviews on stuff that I use.
So for your tarantulas? Your tarantulas have a special kind of hair gel or something?
No, tarantulas don't use hair gel.
What do I know?
Fur gel. They don't even have fur.
Just make me say, what the fuck? Oh, it's on this side. I forgot I'm backwards. Anyway, we had a discussion last week about his ridiculously high standards in women and clientele.
Yeah.
Meaning if you don't have the looty, he doesn't want your booty, I guess. You know. That is an awful lot for, you know, a cupful, but, you know, he is the Italian stallion.
He should have had Super Tuesday discounts yesterday.
He does have a SAG card. He does have very important, influential family members in New York. Uncle Tony. So, you know, we showed you on Valentine's Day, this very well-built young lady showed up in front of his house and begged for the Italian stallion to, well, you know, give him a clip so in case they didn't see that.
Holy shit. No. You can see right out your window, buddy.
I can't see that well.
Holy fuck.
So that was Rick saying no. And I'm like going, yeah, okay, she's a lunatic, but she's built great and she's young, man. He still said, what was that word you said, Nick? Rick? The two-letter one?
Fuck no.
Oh, yeah, he said a four-letter one first. I forgot. See, that would have been a better prompt. The four-letter word followed by the two-letter word.
I would have figured that.
Yeah. Your volume is really down low, Rick. Can't hear you.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's all right.
The audience wants to hear the Italian stallion.
That's right.
So, you know, that woman... Well, he turned her down, and she was distraught over this. She did not take the rejection well at all. Apparently, she went a little further to try and get Rick's attention, but she was so out of her mind, distressed. Show him what happened, Rick or Slim.
All right, here we go.
Hold up, hold up, wait a minute.
Let go!
This is the shit we deal with out here on Venice Boardwalk. This is viral world star shit right here.
Oh, they caught our signal.
I was watching.
You're too fast this time. Rick, you see, now I can understand you making the one on the right pay the $3,500, but the one on the left. Still no?
No.
All right. Look, Rick, the bottom line is you need to make more love, cause less war. Okay. I mean, that's good advice for anybody. Maybe Biden, you know, they give him some young girls to diddle. He wouldn't be fucking up all of Europe. Anyway, sorry. On with the show.
There you go.
All right. We said last week the best story was going to be the next day at the border when both Biden and Trumpy showed up. And, well, it didn't go real well for Joe, it looks like. Slim, do you think the Border Patrol likes him?
They don't think so. I really don't think they do.
Show him the film you captured, please.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so basically everything's fucked because of you. The border is wide open. Tons of drugs are pouring in so that your fucked up son can get high while he parties with prostitutes. And on behalf of my colleagues, please go fuck yourself.
Could you repeat what he just said?
Sure, sir. What my colleague just said is that we all hate you here and we would all like you to go fuck yourself.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
He asked that fat lady if he could touch her bonus hole. I don't know. Right? Choice between her and the tan one on the left. I don't know. I had taken the tan one on the left, but that's just me. All right. Trump's visit was, wait a minute. Apparently, the other thing he decided on this trip, this is good. You guys will like this if you haven't heard this yet. Apparently, calling them undocumented non-citizens, which is this administration's official term for illegal aliens, apparently that isn't pussified enough anymore. Yeah, undocumented non-citizen. You know, we can't call them illegal aliens because that hurts their feelings. That's not treating people with respect. They broke the fucking law. They came in. Oh, we got more on that later. But so that's not pussified enough. The new term for illegal aliens is, by this administration anyway, newcomers. We're now to call them newcomers. You know, I thought that was like a 12-year-old boy in the... Never mind. wakes up in the middle of the night.
Why are my sheets all sticky, Mom? Because you're a newcomer.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. I'm a sick fuck. To me, this is like calling them newcomers. Calling an illegal alien a newcomer is like calling a bank robber an interest-free borrower. Okay? It's putting lipstick on a pig. It does no good. It's still a pig. They're still breaking the law. Well, bank robber still needs to go to jail, except for maybe in California.
I'm ready to become one of these newcomers. I'm going to bring my whole family to New York and become a newcomer because I'll get $40,000 a month in that, you know, the program. So how do I become a newcomer with my family?
Well, that won't last long because New York will be bankrupt in about 3 months.
They got $50 million for this program.
We're going to talk a minute about how all those newcomers got to New York, too. Trump's visit was way more interesting, at least to me. The highlight there was, first of all, when Trump walked out, he was walking beside Governor Abbott, who was in his wheelchair. And Governor Abbott in his wheelchair still moved better than Biden when he was walking out. And Biden went to Brownsville, which is right on the coast, where they got nice beaches and stuff, and illegal aliens don't even try to come in through there. Trump was at Eagle Pass, where they put up all the razor wire and stuff, because so many came through there. So the highlight for me, though, of the whole thing was seeing Trump walk out there and some illegals on the other side of the Rio Grande noticed that it was Trump. Because, I mean, it's not that far, right? They see it's Trump, and they started yelling, Trump, Trump, Trump. And Trump turns around, looks at the cameras, and goes, I think they like me over there.
Yeah.
Huh. Eh, he's got an ego. They prefer Biden because Biden lets them in. You tell them to go the fuck back to your hacienda, Pedro. I did think we found a border crosser, though. Now, this is interesting because we do research on this show. And
well, you do a lot of research.
I do a lot of research, and I found a border crosser who can figure out this whole border thing better than Sleepy Joe, the cartels, the illegals, or anybody. Here's the...
He froze, baby.
Oh, no.
Here's the clip.
The best froze. Border crosser I've seen.
I was really nervous when I was watching this video before I loaded it in, because I was afraid the dog was going to hang himself on the way over and we were going to have a suicide live on air.
No.
I was nervous.
That's Juan Valdez, the illegal alien dog. He did a great job.
Yes, he did.
It's reasonable, though, that the illegal alien crossing number is well north of 12 million in 3 years. 12 million.
Another freeze. He's having all sorts of problems tonight. That's all right.
I just froze. Fuck. Yeah, I shouldn't have any problems anymore, but I'm sorry about that, people.
That's okay. We love you still. So does everybody else.
I don't know why I froze. I didn't freeze the last 2 weeks, and I was doing the show on Wi-Fi at a much lower speed. Dumb. Anyway.
Pull your plug out. Go to Wi-Fi.
How do you know about my plug?
I'm sorry.
Why do you think I'm so happy sitting here?
Touch your bonus hole.
There you go.
Yeah, they're shaped like a spade. You ever seen a playing card? Never mind. We're not going to go there.
Okay. Right.
Anyway, the official number of border crossers is about 9 million, but Trump says it's closer to 15. I think it's around at least 12. But whatever it is, it's too many. For people who actually claimed asylum in their home countries in Mexico on the way up, as they are supposed to do, Biden just flew them in. They crossed the borders in 737s. And we talked about this. We talked about these people that are just flying into Albany, and they were putting them on buses and sent them all around New York and stuff. Well, we didn't know, because they're blaming everything on Governor Abbott for sending up a few busloads of people, or DeSantis for flying a few of them up to Martha's Vineyard. No. The Biden administration flew in 350,000 of them over the border, 43 different airports that they can't tell us where they are because of security reasons.
Can I ask a question? How many passengers fit on an airplane, a typical airplane that they're probably using? Were they, I don't even know, 160?
160, 200? 200 maybe.
So you said 350,000.
I think we should go on 737 max. They hold about 210.
That's 2,187 flights
that we paid for
that nobody ever realized happened. That's
audience. You paid for it too. Mm-hmm.
But this went under the radar. 2,000 flights went under the radar.
Yeah, they we knew about the planes coming in. They were coming at 4 a.m, and people were going, "Who the hell's showing up at 4 a.m? These secret flights." But we didn't know the extent of it. 350,000. Okay. And that 350,000, because they went over the border, didn't get counted in the border numbers last year. So when I said on a few shows ago that Biden's going to finally break 3 million encounters at the border, not gotaways and stuff, but encounters that they count, looks like he probably did that last year, just didn't want us to know. Oh my God.
And there's probably more.
Yeah. Well, it's 320,000 minimum. I've heard today that was more like 350. The Customs and Border Patrol is refusing to discuss which airports they went to, as I said. And they are continually, they have a continued flow of migrants over the southern border along with the plane. The thing they have is this app. It's called the CBP app, Customs and Border Patrol One app.
Can I get that?
Sure. It allows migrants to apply for asylum in their country, be flown to the United States, and then they get 2 years to obtain legal status. And they get a work visa as soon as they get off the plane,
okay,
which means they're also entitled to benefits and all that other bullshit.
Yeah, here's the app. Yep, right here. U.S. Customs and Border Protection app. It serves as a single portal, a variety of services allowing you to be quickly and conveniently directed to all of your questions that you need. This is, it's an app.
So as bad as we've been talking about it being, it's worse. And that's just scary. I mean, this is the stuff that pisses us all off. I mean, except for on PMSNBC, where they laugh that the border's the top issue. You know, they were laughing last night. What's her lesbian? Machel Raddow, something like that. And Jen Psaki,
circle back girl,
and Joy Reid and her little blonde Trump wig, they were all on there. And Psaki goes, "Well, I live in Virginia, and the border was the number one issue." Ha ha ha. Joy Reid's ha ha ha. And Maddow goes, "Well, they have a border with West Virginia." Ha ha ha. Okay. Yeah. I mean, Jesus God, people. You're ignoring murders and rapes and other crimes because they are better people than us. And if they acknowledge those crimes, it just becomes inconvenient for them. They can't go, ha. So I'm sorry the dead Americans and raped Americans and victimized Americans interfere with your fucking preening on TV. But PMSNBC should be gone. They should just be gone. You know, I'll give you an example. When the Supreme Court of the United States ruled 9-0 for Trump on the ballot issue in Colorado, that he can't be on the ballot. And they brought it out Monday because Super Tuesday was Tuesday and Colorado had a vote.
They needed to bring it out on Monday.
Trump came on TV to discuss this important ruling. He was very measured. And for him, he was very concise. He gave a vision for the country. he actually told Biden to go ahead and fix the border now because it's that important. You don't need to wait till January when I'm in office again. Fix it now, Joe. Fix it. MSNBC cut off after a minute and yacked over all the rest. It was only about 9 minutes long, but they just yacked over it because we can't have him sounding normal to people. Now, CNN, to their credit, carried all of it, but it was on a 7-second delay in case he said something nasty about CNN, they could hit the button, I guess. So I don't know.
Oh, you know. Absolutely.
But, you know, MSNBC or PMSNBC are pussies. Yeah. They really are. They got PMS over Trump. So when the deep state controls the media, this is what we have to deal with. Which reminds me of my picture joke of the week. Slim, you have that ready?
I do. Here.
Knock, knock. Nobody's going to help me out with this?
Oh, he said who's there. I heard him.
He's still quiet tonight. Owen.
Who's there?
Owen
who?
Owen 9, bitches. It's just more fun when you do it that way.
Now, did anybody see? I personally did not expect this ruling to come back 9-9-0. I expected there to be some divide. I mean, were you shocked to see 9-0, or were you expecting some divide as well?
No,
you were expecting a 9-0.
I'm not a constitutional expert.
Well, no,
I didn't go to law school, but I've read the Constitution quite a few times, and it seemed rather obvious in there. The states have no right to do anything like that.
Well,
The 14th Amendment is in there, the 10th Amendment in there.
Well, but there still are Democrats on the Supreme Court, so.
Yeah, but they're also supposed to be impartial judges.
I know.
And they did their little bitching and their little side thing that they put in there. So, but it was a 9-0. That was good for the country. And MSNBC thought it was bad for the country.
Well, it was what was needed. I think if it had come back where there had been any sort of split, even if it had been like a 5-4 or a 6-3, yeah. I think it would have been very detrimental to Kagan, this whole process.
Justice Kagan is a liberal, but she's a thinking liberal. She's a lot like Ginsburg. Ginsburg was a liberal, but she had a brain in her head. Sotomayor is way to the left. And Ketanji Brown Jackson, I don't have any opinion on yet other than her confirmation hearing where she looked like a moron. But Ketanji Brown Jackson asked some pretty intelligent questions. I did listen to the verbal argument on this. And Sotomayor obviously came around. She wasn't going to be out there hanging, flapping in the wind by herself. So 9-0 was good. I think it was important for the country, but I think it'd be more important for the country if our news media would actually cover the fucking news.
Well, do you think that also too that this 9-0 here is going to help with the next Supreme Court hearing that they're going to have with Trump and his immunity situation that starts in April?
No, that'll be 6-3 or 5-4, it might be he loses at 6-3 or 5-4.
Okay, so this isn't going to be a slam dunk 9-0 when
he should win. That should be one of those ones where he wins some of it and he loses some of it. I mean, the crap about January 6th, he should win. You know, the rest of the stuff, he could lose that, and it's just civil crap, and it's not important about the documents and stuff. And putting him on trial for the documents after what Biden did is, you know, the rest of the country is going, oh, yeah, we can kind of see what you're doing there. So that won't hurt him either. And quite frankly, if I was the Supreme Court, I wouldn't come out with a ruling until after November 5th anyway, which they might not. I mean, Roberts doesn't want to be involved in this shit. He really doesn't.
Well, but could holding on to a decision till after the election hurt his chances of getting elected? No. Okay.
No. Well, people are going to vote for him. No, it's bullshit. And the 4 or 5% of people who are thinking about voting for him that aren't sure they're going to vote for him, but they might vote for him. Once they start paying attention, they're going to realize how much bullshit it is. You know, and Georgia's about to blow up, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Okay.
But, all right, that was a lot of hard work, and I know it's not quite halftime yet, but I think we need a musical interlude, guys. Uh-oh. Rick, are you in favor of a musical interlude, sir?
I think so.
Especially since you picked this one.
Yeah.
Blame Rick. Up there.
That's pretty fun.
Go ahead, Slim.
All right, here we go.
Two years to go.
No,
I want to be
seated.
but that you do know where to go. I want to be Sydney. Just get me to the airport. Put me on the plane. Hurry, hurry, hurry before I go insane. I can't control my fingers. I can't control my brain.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. What's going on?
2024.
2 years
ago.
No, no.
I want to be
Sydney.
Everyone screaming, hey, Brandon.
Let's go.
No. No.
I want to be
Sydney.
Just put me in a wheelchair. Get me on a plane.
Hurry, hurry, hurry before I go insane.
I can't control my mouth. I can't control my brain.
No, no, no,
ah.
No.
Bam, 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 bam.
I wanna be Sydney.
Bam, 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 bam.
I wanna be Sydney.
Bam, 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 bam.
I wanna be Sydney.
I'm kidding, I'm not kidding.
Bam, 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 bam.
I wanna be Sydney.
I'm Joe Biden, and I forgot this message.
I forgot.
Great choice, Mr. C. Great choice. Thank you, sir. That was I enjoyed that tremendously. All right. We've got a pick here. I got to put this up.
All right. Here you go.
That is Mini Me. That's my stepdaughter who I raised. At Gator World last week here in the lovely state of Florida, she decided to come down from Pennsylvania and get a little freedom. And now she fed these gators earlier with a bunch of people, and it was all supervised by the Gator World folks. But when all those people moved on and the supervision went away, she went back. She crouched down 5 feet in front of the gators and asked her half-brother to snap the photo, which he did from much further away because he's obviously intelligent.
A pussy.
No, believe me, her half brother is no pussy. He's a tough dude, which is I was really happy he was with her, because you know nothing's easy in this world. But well, I got to ask one simple question about this picture: is my girl a badass or is she just insane?
Fucking insane, dude. That's just fucking crazy. I've watched all three Lake Placid movies. She's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I've watched. But that would be a little bit too far.
You know, fuck that.
You like reptiles, though, Rick.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not. That's
he knows what they can do. Yeah, that's not just one. That was like, wait, like, let's go back. How many is there? There's like 12, 10, 14.
10, 12 alligators. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, she's a fucking. That's a huge meal right there. I mean, not in a bad way.
They just fed them.
They don't. Who gives a shit?
They're probably burping.
They just fed them, but there was a ton of them. Maybe one didn't get his food.
Well, I talked to her this morning. She's back. She got back to Pennsylvania Tuesday night. She's at work today, so she's fine.
I love you, Minnie, too, but no. All right. Wait. Mark says insane.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Mark says 18 gators.
Oh, you have more time to count them.
Uh-huh.
A lot of gators.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to remember, Mini-Me is a certified firefighter.
So what? You think the gator cares?
Still a badass. Yeah. She just might be a crazy badass. I don't know.
I still don't know how to use a hose. I'm not going to eat you.
I love her. Leave her alone. All right. Now, Brent, he's got two daughters. Okay. And I just got my stepdaughter there, but, you know, she's been my daughter for a long time. So 20 years plus. So I raised one, but he's raised two.
Raising.
Oh, you're still raising.
A fucking long way to go, dude. Long way to go.
That's true. Mini turns 30 on Sunday or Saturday.
Yeah, I'm 15 and 12.
You do have ways to go. But this is something I saw a while back, and it made me smile and choke up a little bit at the same time. And I thought, you know what, Slim, you and I deserve this. This is Off the Hook Radio 2.0 tribute to us, good dads.
Okay, there we go.
Today, unstoppable today, unstoppable.
Oh, wow.
You see how happy she was at the end?
That is great.
Rick, say something.
I just did.
You're way quiet, man. You got to turn your volume up.
Oh. You don't hear me, Brent?
I hear you. Well, hold on. I can actually give you a little more volume from my end. So there.
The fuck? Well, maybe that's why I'm low.
I did just turn
this
up.
Fixed. No, I hear you good now.
Oh, okay. I can turn them off.
Oh. All right.
Watch. I can turn him. Watch.
All right. I love that one.
Hey, look, I just told him bye-bye. I can totally take him out. There you go. I'm sorry. You're back.
Stay away from my bonus hole.
You know, that phrase you just said, take him out, that has like multiple meanings up in
here. Oh, yeah, I shouldn't say that when you're on the show, should I?
Yeah, shit.
Uncle Tony's probably watching. He goes, who do you mean? Who do you mean?
Take him out. Who? It can mean take him out or take him out.
That's right.
Leave the gun, take the cannolis.
Yes.
Best line in a mob movie ever, man. I love that one. So back to the election for a second. I do believe I have found the scariest picture for the Dems ever.
Uh-oh.
Let me show this to you right now.
Babies. There you go.
Babies for Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think even the Dems would try and call the baby a white supremacist.
No.
So there you go. Thank you, Slim.
You're welcome.
And, of course, they're still going after Orange Man bad. You know, the $500 million judgment in New York is going to go bye-bye soon. There's this little thing in the Constitution that apparently Letitia James, your Attorney General, Slim, she just can't understand this somehow. It's called the Eighth Amendment.
Well, I'll put it up. Well, I was trying to let Mark blame me.
Nah, that's all right. I don't blame Slim for anything. I wouldn't be able to throw my computer without him. The Eighth Amendment, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. I think finding somebody $500 million for a crime with no victims, who the alleged victims say, we'd love to do business with them again. We didn't lose any money. We got all our money back. We got interest. We made money.
Yeah, we'll give them more money tomorrow.
I think that's also cruel and unusual punishment. Mm. So as soon as you get it before an appeals court where the judges actually studied the Constitution, this should be okay. Judge Bergeron, the weirdo boy, he just wanted to make Letitia James happy.
Well, but not only did he get fined, he can't do business in New York. So I mean, it's great. It's overreach. It's definitely
unusual, and it's the best. It'll go away. If anybody's worried about that, don't worry. It's going away.
Yeah, probably.
You know, it's like the Colorado case. It's so open and shut. It's just pathetic. Now, the Georgia RICO case, now that's always been a joke. I mean, to begin with, the premise itself is a cover-up of what went on in Fulton County during the election. Oh, Trump tried to influence the election. He tried to steal the election. No. Now, I'm going to explain this to you because all these people, all these left-wingers or country club Republicans like, you know, rhino people like Haley and them, they say, oh, it's been 50 judges who said it's fine. No, 50 judges haven't been presented with any goddamn evidence by anybody who was standing. That's a problem. So there's a group called True the Vote, and they raise money to do their work. They got to pay somebody to do it. But they put in an official request to Fulton County to ask where these 148,000 unverified, because they didn't check signatures or addresses on any of them, 148,000 unverified mail-in votes were in Fulton County so they could check them. Slim, we've got Fulton County's official answer.
Yeah, because you're old, I'll read it for you. Dear requester, I do not have an explanation I can provide other than they do not exist. There you go.
Steve Rosenberg, open records custodian.
We don't need any rest of that. It's just they do not exist. That's it. That's all. It's
so there was 148,000 votes for Biden in Fulton County in 2020 that don't exist, but they got counted.
We counted them. Mm-hmm.
They sure. And how much did Biden lose Georgia by, guys? Anybody know?
I don't know the number, but you're going to tell us right now.
It was a little over 11,000 votes.
There you go.
Now, all we got to do is get them to admit it in Maricopa County, Nevada, Milwaukee, Detroit, and Philadelphia. And everybody's going to know the last 3 years of a nightmare was given to us on purpose and against our will.
And what can
that's the key point. Can't do nothing about it now, no.
I would go for lawsuit against whoever they are.
We do a landslide in 2024, and you know, Trump never screws around about anything. I think with 3 months to straighten out all the bullshit, and you know, unless China unleashes another virus on us, we'll be fine. Mm-hmm. So President DeSantis steps in.
Where's his voice?
Huh?
Your voice?
No, I think he just went, please. I don't know.
No, I was talking about Joe Biden. Please.
Ah.
When I forget what I'm saying, you whisper. Please. Yeah. So even charging to cover up, you know, they were charging Trump and all these people to cover up their own crimes, basically, because they control the county 100%. And that's blowing up on them there in Georgia. In Fulton County. We documented Fannie's problems over the past few shows. And since then, apparently it's even gotten worse. There's now an affidavit in that judge's hands that Fannie was overheard on the phone telling peeps to lie. Now, we just assume she told him to lie, and we're probably right. Well, now we know we're right, because this woman actually heard her and has firsthand account that she was telling him, shh, shut up, they're after us. We, you know, don't say nothing. So, Trump here is kind of like a robbery victim who was charged with a crime of carrying cash. Mm. You know, instead of charging the guy who stole his cash, let's charge the guy who's actually had the cash, because it's his fault. There wouldn't have been robbery in the first place if he was broke. That pretty much figures it out. But you know what? Let's sum it up properly. Let's let the man himself talk a little bit about what's going on in Georgia.
All right.
Is indicted by Fannie in Georgia. Fannie. How did that work out? And her lover, Nathan Wade. And they hired him for almost $1 million because of his great, great experience. Of course, he didn't have any experience. He had experience in something else. You know that. A lot of experience. And at that, I'm quite sure he was very good, based on the fact that she called him 2,000 times. I didn't know the gentleman. I didn't know him. Oh, you have 2,000 phone calls, 3,500 text messages. How is it possible in a short... I know a lot of people. We like a lot of people. I happen to have a very good relationship with a woman called Melania. Yeah. But I would venture to say, in all the years that I've known her, I might not have called her 2,500 times. That's all. I know I didn't send 3,500 text messages.
We watched that whole clip because I like seeing Trump going. We got to have this guy back. He's hysterical. Mm-hmm. And he's right on shit that Biden's wrong on. But anyway.
Well, and he has press conferences regularly, unlike Biden. So
yeah, just MSNBC won't cover him.
Yeah, well, just watch a different station.
But since it's political season and it's my job to help you make sense of it all, here's my tip of the week on politics. When you see somebody on TV, start the comment with the words, "with all due respect." Most people just ignore it as blabber at the beginning of the thing. It's not blabber, because it can only mean two things. It either means I'm about to lie like a motherfucker, or it just means, well, in the South, how do we say it in the South, Rick?
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. Okay, bless your heart, and with all due respect, both mean?
Yeah, GFY.
Okay, now, you, the viewer, will have to figure out which one they mean by watching what they say afterwards. But at least you won't be able to ignore it now. It's going to be impossible because you heard me tell you about it. You're welcome, America.
Thank you.
Slim, we've got a Hero of the Week segment that I think you found this one. This is great. And this is important to remind us that we're still human out here. We're not all woke robots. We won't just make some left-wing excuse for crime. Matter of fact, even the left-wing stopped making excuse for crime. I saw yesterday San Francisco voted to get rid of whatever that is, Prop 47 or whatever it is, where they're allowed to steal $950 and it's still a misdemeanor and they get a little ticket and they don't go to jail or nothing.
So what is it now?
San Francisco voted that they have to get rid of it.
Oh, okay.
So they still have to get rid of it. But
They got rid of him because your best bet is to just go to Wi-Fi next week because it works so well. So, and not be hardwired.
Yeah, I know. But why am I paying an extra $70 a month?
Well, just it might. We'll talk afterwards. Continue.
You know how many quality cigars I can buy for $70? Like three or four.
You really can't say quality cigars in this sentence.
They're not cheap. Why don't you just go bang the hot chicks at your front door? Okay, come on.
And I don't need cigars.
Give us a break.
Here, I can fuck with him.
Slim is my hero of the week now. But we have new heroes of the week. These guys aren't making an excuse when something bad happens. They don't cower in a corner. They do something about it. Here's Off the Hook Radio 2.0's Heroes of the Week.
You just walk out with all this shit. Hey, asshole. You're not fucking walking off with that fucking thing. Get the fuck. You're not fucking walking away with it, gang. You ain't taking nothing, asshole. You ain't fucking taking nothing. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm going.
You ain't taking nothing. Drop it, you fucking piece of shit. You fucking thief. The rest of us pay the shit that we pay because of you, you fucking scumbag. Come fuck out.
What the
Get
fuck?
Get on the fucking ground,
Let go of me now.
Get out of the fucking ground.
Let go.
Somebody call the police. And fuck you.
Let go.
Fuck you.
Let go.
You know what, though? Hey, I got a problem. Yeah, fuck yeah, exactly. But here's the problem. There's a huge problem with this.
Those people are going to get sued by the asshole.
There you go. And if this had happened in New York State and that was me that stopped him, I'd be the one in handcuffs right now for assaulting.
Judge.
Yeah, because I assault.
The foreman of the jury. I'll be the foreman of the jury. He'll be fine.
I know, but.
I know. But look, that leads us into Stupid Criminals of the Week. And of course, the heroes. Real you just saw doesn't qualify because I don't consider anything they did criminal.
No.
They're just looking out for America. But we've been watching looting and shoplifting for years, and it keeps getting worse. And like I said, even San Francisco is trying to do something about it all of a sudden. So the crime stats don't always show it because they just let them go all the time. These things that used to be felonies and show up in the FBI crime logs are now misdemeanors, so the FBI never hears about them. And the Democrats come on TV, crime is down. Nobody who walks this earth, or at least walks this country, thinks that's true. You know, it's bullshit. The crime stats won't show it. And then I told you last week, they call the illegal immigrants Caucasians.
Mm-hmm. But we've said it before with everything else. They skew the numbers to favor what they want, just like the unemployment numbers. They skew them. They skew the crime numbers. It doesn't matter what number it is, they skew it.
Nobody understands how U6 really works on unemployment. We've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And if an illegal gets charged and doesn't ever get sent to the FBI, no matter what race they call them, because sanctuary states, sanctuary cities, we don't rat on anybody. You know, so the FBI compiles the official crime stats. They don't know about any of this stuff. This is how we can lie in election 101 stuff. I mean, that's how they do it. They just lie. And then they go on. It's like, well, the laptop seems to be Russian disinformation, according to 51 intelligence agency people. We all know that was bullshit. It was total bullshit. But that kept 7% of the country from not voting or not voting against Biden. Whether they would have not voted or voted for Trump, I don't know. But 7% of the people voted for Biden said there's no way in hell they'd have voted for Biden if they'd have thought the laptop was real. But PMSNBC, CNN, they all covered it up. And then he got those people to lie. It's doing the same thing with crime statistics because we're all worried about crime and illegals. Mm-hmm. So people, you didn't see what you think you saw. But in this case, for our Stupid Criminal of the Week, apparently this guy just doesn't listen to our show because we've told criminals for years what, Slim?
Plan ahead, motherfucker.
This asshole didn't plan ahead. Show him.
Not at all.
some guy yelling at us in the semi. So I'm gonna back up. So you guys can stand up. Ready?
Yep. Michael, please show me your hands. Hands up. Stand up.
I barely made it.
Stand up.
Okay,
walk
there,
this
Phillip.
Way. What's that? Walk towards me.
Yes, sir.
All right. Keep your hands up. Stop there.
Stop right there.
I wouldn't want to be the cop who had to pull his pants up.
No, just a flopping in the wind.
No, but see this guy, and they don't give his name in the story, and I apologize for that. So I can't make him any more famous than I just did. But
that sucks.
This was Lakewood, Colorado.
Maybe his name was Dick.
You're still quiet.
I don't know.
Maybe his name was what, Rick?
Maybe his name was Dick.
Ah, okay. Yeah, but apparently he wasn't jerking off in there. He was actually taking a dump. But this he was taking a dump.
Well,
the place he was robbing. And their silent alarm went off. The cops were called. He went, I can't escape before I take a shit. I got to go so bad. He didn't plan ahead. You got to take your dump before you go on your burglary spree.
Well, I want to know what he dropped. He dropped he dropped some sort of tube on the ground when I already deleted the video off the board, so we can't replay it. But he had something in his hand which looked like a glass vial, and he dropped it when.
Well, maybe he was trying to put a gerbil up there, or maybe the guy at the antique store that we had last week was shoving stuff up his ass and putting it back. That might be his new hero. We don't know.
Could be. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, that asshole didn't listen. So let's do this week in marketing quick. I realize this isn't all marketing, but somebody's got to make snark out of this stuff, so it might as well be us. This first one's kind of reasonable in a strange sort of way. At least they're concise and to the point, but
still was what he was going to say.
Yeah.
Look at the look on his face. When he comes back, he's like, fuck.
Someone to hand feed me Doritos while I knit. So my fingers don't get orange, but no weirdos.
Yeah, right.
Rick volunteered on pre-show to do this for this lady.
Yeah. Fuck that.
For half price of his $3,500.
Him not hand feeding Doritos
anyway. Look, we go all the way to the Alps to search out the best memes for this show. This is a bad sign in the Alps. Please show this one, Slim.
All right, here you go.
Realize the top part's in German, but they're kind enough to have a translation underneath. It says high-heeled shoes prohibited.
Even if they didn't translate it, I think it's pretty fucking self-explanatory.
You're in the Alps. It's mountains. I don't see any asphalt there. I don't see any rugs. Yeah. No hardwood floors.
Yeah, no.
No tiles to click, clack, click across.
No.
But I do have a problem with this sign, guys.
What?
Well, the whole premise of the thing, it hinders natural selection. Anybody dumb enough to wear high heels deserves whatever happens.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, we don't want them reproducing, you know? And then this sign, apparently, well, based on what's on this sign must be out in the middle of nowhere. Because look at that distance. Crazy women in a half a mile? I don't think you ever have to go that far to find one.
Yeah.
Here, I'm hiding behind here while they scream at me.
It's Zipalin on Facebook.
I combine marketing signs and this week in misogyny in one post right there.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah,
I like it.
One for him.
After I pulled picked the frying pan off the floor, and it just hit me in the back of the head. Yeah. We do want to address the serious topics of the day, though, when we can. Like now, I just want you to take a careful look at those people. Okay. I do want you to understand that black bags matter, but please note what's in the bag. Carefully look at the size of the object in the bag. Even if you want to note the shading of the object in the bag, that's up to you. I'm not going there. But as Rick said on pre-show, that's a big one.
Well,
bless your heart. And he said, bless her heart. No, there's a new scientific study out, apparently not done by Fauci, that new data has put to bed the age-old debate about the size of a man's genitals. Apparently, now I read through this whole thing. I'm not going to bore you with the whole deal, but the key points are this. Apparently, the size of the package is not the most important thing to the woman. Not all the time.
I believe that one.
But apparently, that's a myth. They analyzed 265 sex toys belonging to the women in the size, material, price, customers' reviews to uncover what women really like. The findings were revealing, showing that circumference trumps length. Importance when it comes to women's pockets.
Yes.
They want, we decided we'd put it in Italian terms. They would rather have a.
They wanted what do we say it was?
A manigault?
Cannoli, too. It'd be a manigault.
Or a cannoli versus a rigatoni.
Yeah.
I like cannoli. Cannoli's bigger.
Cannoli as opposed to a ziti.
Okay.
Ziti's has a little skinny shit.
Yeah, the ziti's are tiny.
Shut up. I'm still a porn star in Asia.
Uh-oh.
Tired of this. Anyway, it does dispel the long-held belief that bigger is better in the context of sexual satisfaction. One of the other things they figured out, since it's a scientific study, over the last, how long was it? 30 years. The average male penis size has grown from 4.8 inches to 6.0 inches.
From stroking it.
That's in the last 24 years. Unfortunately, I'm a lot older than 24. Damn.
Oh. Well, you know what that means? That there's a new saying that's going to be started now, just because of what you said. It's fatter that matters.
We like starting trends here on Off the Hook Radio 2.0. The researchers at Stanford University who participated in this study fear the phallic inflation is due to unhealthy habits like binging junk food or mostly sedentary. So if you eat junk food and you're sedentary, your dick gets bigger?
I still think it's from jerking off or from
penis I should have never been an athlete when I was younger.
There's penis pumps now. They didn't have penis pumps back in the day. People can enlarge them by buying a penis pump.
Well, it's grown about 3 centimeters. From 4.8 to 6 over the last 29 years. More studies are needed to confirm the findings and if the findings are firm or confirmed,
which you get it? If they're firm,
determine the cause of the changes. Research conclusions are hard for experts to swallow.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, I threw that in. Well, what do you want? It's obviously written by a guy with a little weenie, you know. He's probably got a 3-inch dick the width of a Coke bottle. He says, this is what women want, damn it.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, the women out in the audience are glad I told them about this because they're all going, you're right, Tippy. It's got to do the sides.
Well, here, I put the comment up on the screen already for you. It's how it's, you know, how they use it.
Yeah.
That's why you're still in the game.
I love doing my Trump. Because you saw he did that to him.
With the face.
Well, we know he was good at something.
Mm.
All right. Hey, but look, since we mentioned dildos already. I think this next meme is germane to our topic tonight. You want to put that up for me, Slim?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we've got a comparison here for you, a Biden versus a dildo. Mm-hmm. That looks more like a normal dildo than the one the lady had on the bus, except for it's a funny color. Does the job it's supposed to do? Biden, no. Dildo, yes. capable of satisfaction? Biden, again, no. Dildo, yes. Is it reliable? No. Silicone? Yes. Is it fake? Well, they're both fake. But is it a real dick?
No.
One is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Slim.
You are welcome.
Oh. We have memes of the week time. Will this get us out of hot water by doing memes of the week?
Will
it save the show?
I don't know. We're gonna end up being a little short.
I could be in a lot of trouble.
It's all good.
Well, okay. If you're in trouble, what are we gonna talk about? We don't talk about penis size anymore. We did that at the beginning. We talk about Rick's sex life at the beginning. And in between, we did politics and funny shit.
Hmm.
I know what we need.
What
do we need?
That criminal in Colorado had the little tube he dropped on the ground. Show what he's trying to get up his ass. Rick will like it.
No, why?
I don't know what you're referring to.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. My bad. I wasn't even on the page to have done that fast enough.
Oh, what a shame. Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Edit.
I love that one gets spinning off.
I'm going to make sure I put it on both palettes, so that way when you need me to play it, it's available.
I'm still glad that you can't put the split screen with me and that thing together.
We were trying that on pre-show.
By next week, I will.
No, you won't.
Oh, I will.
There's three of us down at the bottom, and then we were doing the hamsters up top. And the hamsters up top, we couldn't get the sound to come through the system. Slim could hear it. But we couldn't hear it. That means you couldn't hear it. So we're going to work on that because we want you to see Rick laughing the entire way through that thing.
No, yeah.
Watch as he turns red.
Yeah, well, you said they're not going to put the drivers on, so you're not doing it.
Oh, well, I'm going to do it from another computer. Don't you worry. You're screwed.
No,
you're dealing with Slim the magician.
I just didn't have enough time in the 15 minutes to get another computer out and set up next to me here. So you're screwed.
Yes.
Let's do memes of the week so I can try out for my SAG card. Oh, this is Rick's. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we were all wolves once, wild and friendless. Then we realized you had sofas.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that face. That puppy face.
Adorable.
That is a cute dog. That could bite your head off. Mm-hmm. Do we call them sofas or couches in the South?
I don't know. I was trying to figure that out. So I'm trying to think if we're up north, I think we call them sofas.
Let's see, we call them a couch. We call them a couch here, but that's what I was saying.
I think we did interchangeable.
Mine's a sectional, so it isn't either one.
Oh, Jesus.
Sectional?
Sex in there.
Sectional. Not a sectional.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you said sexual.
No, it's a sectional.
Uh-huh.
It's got four pieces, and since I'm in this townhouse now, I've got one piece in the back bedroom behind me because I can only fit three in my two chairs on the width of the wall. I downsized. Not the penis.
That was already
living arrangements. I knew you were going to go there. Bastard. I hope he gets your bonus hole. All right, where's my meme? Oh, there you go. I'm reading a book about anti-gravity Spock. Sounds fascinating, Captain. I can't put it down.
See, that should be another panel with Spock going like this.
Yeah. Is my SAG card in the mail?
At my age,
my SAG card's already on the mail. So.
Yes, it is.
I just can't put it down.
There you go. He's a professional.
So now he's going to give me the finger.
Oh, I can do this.
So I can do that. I can do this.
I can do that too.
I can do this. All right. Slim, what's yours?
I don't have a meme this week. I just have something. My daughter got her braces off. So
yay.
There you go.
Oh, like you weren't in enough trouble with her getting so good looking. Yeah.
So that's her and her orthodontist. She got her braces off this week. So
Gracie, you're gorgeous.
Yeah. We only had to go and have it fixed like two times out of the whole thing, the whole time. And guess what? She ate all the shit she wasn't supposed to. So, but luckily
she's an athlete.
I know. No, I'm saying all that, just the sticky stuff that breaks them. She just got lucky and didn't break them too many times. Just a
She's athletic chewer too.
That could
She can do. She can do all the gymnastics crap, this diving crap. I mean, the girl's talented.
She leave is. Her alone. She is.
Well, actually, don't leave her alone. Lock her the up.
Oh, that's true.
She's getting too cute.
Wow.
How old is she now?
15. Gonna be 16 in September.
Yeah. I'll buy you a shotgun for your birthday this summer.
Couple of them.
You don't have one, do you?
One for each hand.
Right.
And a backhoe so I can dig the hole.
All right. Well, listen. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Sorry about the freezing. I'll try Wi-Fi next week before I buy.
I think that's computer, do that.
We don't want to cut down on my cigar money. I said that to irritate Rick. He looks irritated. Uncle Tony smokes cigars. I got a T-shirt with him on it smoking a cigar.
It's a fake cigar.
No. I said there's real smoke on the T-shirt. I saw it.
Jesus Christ.
I've worn it on the show. By the way, my what the fuck T-shirt here, this is its second appearance.
Ooh.
It's a veteran. I keep a list of what shirts I wear, so I don't wear the same damn thing more than every like 5 or 6 months.
I just think
anyway, thanks guys. Please remember to like and share our posts because that defeats the liberal algorithm at Facebook. You know, except for that 47 minutes a week when they go offline, everybody goes ah.
Mm-hmm.
Screw that. But fight back by supporting us, okay? Because we ain't them, as you are well aware. We appreciate it very much. So let's close tonight with the sweetest thing I saw this week. And quite frankly, when you share our show, this is how the three of us act. So you're going to love it. Thanks and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. Got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got troubles, and I got them too. There isn't anything.